From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up on Forum this morning, San Jose Mayor Chuck Reed and four other California mayors are aiming to get a pension reform initiative on the 2014 ballot. The initiative would amend the state constitution, allowing government agencies to alter their contracts with public workers unions. Government officials say the change is needed to help struggling cities deal with the substantial costs of pension funds. Then at 9:30, we'll get the latest on BART and AC Transit labor negotiations. Forum is next. Join us for the hour, coming up after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's Forum program. San Jose Mayor Chuck Reed and mayors of four other California cities, Santa Ana, San Bernardino, Anaheim, and Pacific Grove, submitted a ballot initiative to the state attorney general's office that would have a pension reform constitutional amendment giving local governments in the state the authority to cut pension benefits from current employees in order to bring down government spending. We take up the debate in this opening half hour of Forum, and joining us is the mayor of San Jose, Chuck Reed, who will be delivering his State of the City speech tonight at 6:30 p.m. Mayor Reed, good to have you back on Forum. Welcome.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you. Also glad to have Robert Sapien, who is president of the San Jose Firefighters, IAFF, Local 230. Robert Sapien, welcome to Forum. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. And Mayor Reed, let me begin. This is something I know you've been working on for a year. You have these other four mayors who have come aboard, and essentially what we're talking about is giving government agencies pretty much full authority to negotiate changes to existing employees' pension and retiree health care benefits. Necessary because of debt?
Necessary because cities all over the state are suffering from the impacts of skyrocketing cost increases for retirement benefits, and we need the ability to get control over that. So we ought to have the ability to sit down with our bargaining units and negotiate changes to future benefits while protecting and preserving the benefits that people have earned. We don't have clear authority to do that now. It's very difficult. And we're all suffering from services being cut in order to pay for skyrocketing retirement costs. So, yeah, this is necessary, but it's really just the beginning of the process because we got to sit down with our bargaining units and figure out how to solve the problem.
And this is being led by Democratic mayors, which is traditionally in alliance with the unions. That in itself is pretty revelatory. But government officials made deals, and you know the argument, they're now being broken with this, and it's having real impact and going to have real impact on families.
Well, there's plenty of blame to go around, but the politicians and the people who made the deals that we can't afford to pay for certainly share a portion of the blame. You know, the employees are just doing their jobs, and they shouldn't be blamed for the problem, but we do have a problem, and they're being impacted right now by the problem. So we're seeing furloughs, layoffs, pay cuts in San Jose and others around the state. So our employees are feeling the impact of this, as well as our residents who are seeing services cut. So it's a problem we all share, and it's a problem we need to have the ability and the authority to sit down and negotiate solutions by looking at changes in the future and protecting what the employees have earned.
And Robert Sapien, I suspect that from what I'm reading about statements of the unions and Steve Mobilio, and we'll go into some of his remarks about this, the union is saying this is a problem that came about because of Wall Street, and they deserve the blame. Why are we employees, public employees, taking the brunt here?
Well, I think the devil, if you will, is in the details of this measure, just like the measure that the mayor put forth in San Jose. This pension reform.
Talking about Measure B.
Correct.
Which is still in the courts, excuse me. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So the Pension Reform Act of 2014, which is put forth by the mayor and some of his colleagues, is his admission that what he tried to perpetrate here in San Jose is unlawful. His statement that we need this new measure in order to negotiate contracts is simply false. Every union and every employer have the ability to come together at any time and negotiate. What happened here in San Jose is in the mayor's desire to advance his measure, he ignored proposals that would have saved multiple millions of dollars, actually hundreds of millions of dollars, already in pension reforms. And so what we're seeing here is another measure that looks to put payroll purse strings in the hands of politicians. It's no surprise that this measure is sponsored by a former Enron executive which company has a history of preying on California. This is an egregious measure that simply puts the purse strings of payrolls into the hands of politicians.
Too much authority for politicians from your vantage point. I understand that. But let me get your response to, I think, what may be a public perception. They look at police and firefighters, your group, and they can now retire at age 50 with pensions starting up to 90% of their last salary and automatic 3% pay raises. That looks pretty good, and it also looks to many people unsustainable. It looks too good.
Absolutely. And these benefits, just like any pay in any market, are really market-driven. And so today what we're seeing is a time for correction. We have, as I mentioned, made many proposals for pension reform. We made very steep payroll concessions. Everyone took at least a 10% cut and paid more in terms of cost for pensions, understanding that the rising costs don't only impact employers, but also impact employees. So absolutely, there is a time for correction and an opportunity there today.
And Mayor Reed, politicians unilaterally cutting benefits, that doesn't necessarily square well with a lot of people either.
Well, this proposed ballot measure does not allow unilateral cuts in benefits. It authorizes the government, and it gives the ability to the unions to sit down and negotiate changes to future benefits for current employees. That is not something that we can do now because of the vested rights doctrine, and the union leaders are also constrained by that because the vested rights doctrine flows down to the individual members. So without clear authority to negotiate changes to future benefits for current employees, the unions can't talk about it, and the mayors and others can't talk about it either. We need that authority because that is the area where we're spending the most money, and that is where we need to get the savings. You know, it's a reasonably fair solution to a very difficult problem, and I think once people actually read the ballot measure and figure out that we're talking about sitting down and bargaining with our unions to solve these problems together, I think people understand we really need to do this.
Robert Sapien, are you reassured by what the mayor is saying here? Because he's talking about vested rights.
Not at all. The mayor has really played the same hand here in San Jose, where he says that he's interested in negotiating. He says that he's interested in dialogue and open government. But the truth has been that he is ferociously advancing this type of measure, both in San Jose and now in the state, that really in the long run is going to benefit Wall Street. It's going to benefit politicians who want to get their hands on dollars for their own political gain. It really is an egregious measure. It states in the measure that no other constitutional protections can protect any employee, that this measure, this freedom for politicians, will override any other part of the Constitution. It is absolutely egregious.
I'm going to invite listeners to join this conversation. In fact, you can do that now, and I would, in fact, urge you to do it now because this is just a half-hour segment. You may want to weigh in here on the California mayor proposal on pension reform to be on the ballot, presumably, in November of 2014. If you'd like to join us, you can do so, and you may have questions, and, of course, you may want to simply weigh in with your comments and your responses to this measure. Our toll-free number is available right now. It's 866-733-6786. We do welcome your call, so feel free to join us. Again, that's 866-733-6786, or email us, forum@kqed.org, or post any of your questions or comments immediately onto our website, kqed.org/forum, and you can also tweet us. Our Twitter handle's @KQED Forum. We asked listeners on Facebook whether they would vote for an initiative like the one Mayor Reed is proposing. Just some responses here. Richard says, seems like a contract should be honored or the breaching party should be sued for damages. Beth writes, whatever happened to having a well-paying job that allowed the individual to set aside money for retirement? This whole idea that someone should get hefty retirement benefits is so wrong. If you work for a government agency, learn what the term public servant means. It does not mean making more after retirement than the folks working paying the taxes that pay for your pension. Don't city and county workers also get Social Security when they hit their 60s? And let me just get you on record here, Mayor Reed, about I alluded to Steve Movilio, and he was talking about this undermining retirement for who's a Democratic consultant now, for a couple million Californians and setting a terrible precedent for the future collective bargaining in the state.
Well, what is undermining the retirement security for California employees is the fact that this is a system that is unsustainable. And, you know, that's not my assessment. There are plenty of third parties that have assessed it that way. And if the system is unsustainable, it's going to run out of money. And who's going to suffer? It's going to be the employees that suffer when these things run short of money. So that's hardly fair to our employees. And part of what we're trying to do here is to make sure our employees get paid what they've earned. I believe they should get paid what they're earned. Whatever the deal was, if they've earned it, they should be paid it. But we ought to have the ability to change future earnings and negotiate that so that we can save the system for the benefit of our employees as well as our residents and taxpayers.
Well, Robert Sebian, you don't want to see San Jose or other cities go the way of Stockton or Vallejo or San Bernardino, do you?
Of course not.
And I think what the mayor is saying is this is really what's in jeopardy here, what's at stake.
Well, the mayor very often will create these arguments that it's one way or another. And once again, he's proposing his solution is the only solution when there are many for this very complex, very opportunity-rich program for coming up with ways to save multiple millions of dollars. And so, once again, we can't allow the public to be fooled by this person who really is after driving his own benefit. Now, San Jose is a very healthy city. It has some issues that need to be corrected. We are in the heart of the Silicon Valley. I have every belief that we're going to get through this just fine. Employees have been willing over and over again to make sacrifices. They have made proposals on pension reform. This is a very solvable problem. And what this
measure took a 10% pay cut, but there's been layoffs over the last decade, about a quarter of the workforce there.
Right. Attributable to many factors, one of which is rising pension costs.
Let's get our listeners involved. Teresa is our first caller. She's joining us from San Jose. Teresa, you're on the air.
Hi there. I just wanted to comment that I think that this pension reform for future benefits is long overdue. I mean, public, quote-unquote, servants that get these incredible retirement packages and retire at 55 and then go out and get second jobs or are hired by another municipality and are double-dipping in this whole pension retirement option. That's one thing. People in the private sector don't have this option. We pay into our own. We don't have future benefits at a percentage and increases in cost of living increases until we die. And secondly, I don't think that it used to be that public servants got paid less, therefore they got great benefits. This is so untrue now. The money that these public servants are making are as much, if not more, than many of us can make in the private sector.
Yeah, Robert Sebian, I think Teresa probably speaks for a lot of folks. What would you say to those kind of arguments, what you said earlier about working through the details here?
Well, one detail that's often forgotten is that public employees do not participate in Social Security, so we don't have that benefit waiting for us upon retirement. The other piece, like I mentioned before, is wages and benefits are negotiable. And under California constitutional law, a deal is a deal. And if we want to make a new deal, we move forward. That's how we came up with concessions in pay. That's how we came up with new schedules and how much we pay for health care. That's how we were able to propose pension reform measures that would have saved the city of San Jose hundreds of millions of dollars. There are ways to achieve these things, and certainly a market correction, if that's what the environment is calling for, that's what's going to happen. What this new measure that this mayor and other mayors are putting forward basically says that what used to be illegal won't be illegal tomorrow, and that a deal is no longer a deal when it comes to politicians who are executing contracts with employees. Now, these are elected officials, short-term thinkers, people who are looking for their own political gain. This puts the power completely into the hands of politicians. It is dangerous. It is unlawful today. It should remain unlawful tomorrow.
Let me get a response from you, Mayor Reed. I mean, you are breaking promises here that were laid down previous to you.
This is a reasonably fair solution to a very difficult situation in which there are no easy answers. We need to be able to sit down and negotiate with our unions for changes in future benefits. That allows us to protect what people have already earned. If we can't negotiate changes in future benefits, then there are very few things left to do, and that includes layoffs, furloughs, pay cuts, service cuts, and raising taxes. We need to be able to talk about those future benefits. Right now, we can't. It's forbidden. You can't even get started on talking about it. Even if the unions want to, they can't talk about it. So we need clear authority to do that. And that's why we're proposing to amend the Constitution to allow us to begin the process of solving the problem. This is a huge problem across the state. You know, in San Jose, our retirement costs have gone up by $199 million per year over the last decade. That's $199 million we can't spend on firefighters or police officers or libraries or community centers. It's the increase in what we're paying for retirement benefits. It's huge numbers, and San Jose's not alone. We're not an outlier. This is a crisis caused by skyrocketing costs, and we have to deal with the problem. We can't just ignore it or hope it goes away or make different assumptions. It's a real problem, using real money to solve it, hurting real people, hurting the people in my city, and hurting my employees.
And here's Doug joining us from San Leandro. Doug, you're on. Good morning.
All right. It's very distressing to hear the mayor and other people accept the framework that Vallejo, Stockton, San Bernardino went bankrupt because of the rising cost for their workforce. All of these cities had unfortunate leaders at the time who made other decisions that were major, major factors in leading to their problems with their finances. And instead of working through those problems, so for example, in Stockton, they made major, major investments on their riverfront. Those were investments that were poorly timed. They took a bath, and instead of working through those problems, city leaders decided to take the cue that is being given by people that are also influencing the mayor here, who are saying we can more effectively divest ourselves from the cost of reasonably compensating our workforce by going bankrupt. It's an effective ploy for them to destroy their contracts. And that's the thing to know, is that all of these problems with public debt are not caused by the workers. They're caused, an additional factor that's not being talked about here at all is the tremendous loss in funding that we're getting from our federal government. Why is the mayor not calling for the federal government to fund our cities and our states more effectively? That would be a way to deal very effectively with the problems that the city's having.
Mayor Reed, do you have a response for Doug?
Oh, we're always looking for money from the federal government and from the state government. As an organized group, the Conference of Mayors and the League of Cities spent a lot of time trying to get more money out of them. But that's not a solution to our problem. Our problem is caused by skyrocketing retirement costs, and we need to deal with our problem. Hopefully we'll get a little help from the state or the federal government, but we can't count on it. And we have to deal with our problems, and if we don't deal with our problems, we will be faced with service delivery insolvency and then potentially bankruptcy. So we've taken action in San Jose. It's been painful, but we've saved money, and that's allowed us to continue to provide a very minimal level of services below the minimum that we think is appropriate. But things are getting a little better because of the actions we've taken. But we have not solved the problem. We need to be able to sit down with our unions and talk about changes to future benefits, accrual rates and things like that in the future. That allows us to protect what they've already earned, and so they can keep and get paid what they've earned, which is what they deserve.
Let me read some responses that are coming in here from you, our listeners on the web. A listener writes, thank you, Mayor Reed, for doing this. It's nice to know there are centrist Democrats who still believe in good government services first. In Oakland, the politicians have listened to the unions and given employees a raise first before restoring services. The results, they passed the city budget, leaving us over 100 officers shorter than before the recession, $400 million in road repairs needed, and parks so downtrodden that the public has to use the pushes instead of park bathrooms. Good basic government services first. Go Chuck Reed. And here's another listener who emails us. Listener named Will. Local governments already have the authority to reduce CalPERS pensions, and some have done so. Cities are afraid to stand up to local employees, especially in public safety. And Bob writes, if I understand the initiative correctly, it allows past work to be pensioned under the terms of the past retirement contract, but future pension terms are treated under whatever new contract provisions are in place. I'm a state worker, and if that's what it does, I'll probably vote for it. Partly out of principle, it seems fair enough, but mostly out of practicality. The way too generous pension terms Gray Davis put in place for safety workers, police, and firefighters are especially onerous for cities and counties, as those salaries are a large fraction of their budgets. And Christian writes, to be fair, then, this pension reform should also include stricter rules ensuring the governments will be able to pay pensions out. And let's hear from another San Jose caller. John, that's you. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. Very interesting conversation. I'm a transplant. I've been bi-coastal since 1969. The windfall elimination provision, which hasn't been mentioned yet, taxes and penalizes state workers in about 8 states after the Reagan era put this in. What happens is, for those of us who worked up to 30 years or more and put Social Security in, and then happened to work for a state after that, if we draw a state retirement, our Social Security, which is ours, is cut by up to 2/3 or more. So someone like me who worked for a university for 15 years, I live on $921 a month. When I turn 62, my Social Security, which would be about 588 if I take it at 62, goes down to about 300.
Okay. It's actually good to hear your perspective, John, and I thank you for that call. I want to get as many callers on with the time remaining as we can. Jim, you're next.
Yes. I live in San Jose as well, and the last caller I found interesting because I'm personally acquainted with several firemen who have an inordinate amount of income, have retired early, and it's astounding to me that, I find the union representative there, and I didn't get his name.
It's Robert Sapien.
Robert's claim that there are other ways to do what Mayor Chuck Reed is attempting to do. I'd like to hear from him, what are those other ways other than eliminating this inordinately large income? Well, he uses the word egregious, and that's what I think about when I think about the retirement benefits that especially firemen and policemen get. What is his alternative to it? Because I sure don't see another way out of this hole that, that's been dug for the city of San Jose.
Let me go right to you, Robert Sapien, on that, if you would.
Yeah, well, the mayor has made this statement a couple times, which is absolutely false, and he says we cannot come together and talk about this. What the mayor cannot deny today is that police officers and firefighters put forward a proposal that would save hundreds of millions of dollars that included a provision for a decreased accrual rate for active members. That is absolutely true. There are lawful ways to achieve it. The mayor continues to misrepresent that fact. Really, what people need to focus on is what this measure calls for is absolutely putting the purse strings into the hands of politicians. And in response to the caller, this problem is very solvable, and there are multiple ways to solve it. And what you have is a politician that's advancing an argument that there is only one way to find solution, and the only way to do it is to violate the law. And by his own admission, what he tried in San Jose was unlawful, and now what he wants to do is change the Constitution, which says that a deal is a deal. And he wants the Constitution of California to stop saying that.
We'll give you the final word because Mayor Reed spoke first. Just to add to your side of the street, Amanda writes, I hear people complaining about public employees retiring at 50 or 55. Do you really want firefighters and police working much past that? Their work is very physical. I feel safer knowing that firefighters and police aren't working into their 60s. Thanks to Mayor Chuck Reed. Thanks to Robert Sapien. And thanks to you, our listeners. We're coming up on another segment of Forum. We're going to talk about what's going on in the East Bay with AC Transit and also with BART and update you. Stay tuned. I'm Michael Krasny.